Aussie Bites. Batter Up by Cheryl Clark. And read by Stig Weems. With songs by my friend Belinda. Belinda has written songs to go with the book. You can sing along. Some days I hated Spit Galea so much I wanted to scream. The worst thing was, we used to be best friends. He's lived two doors down from me as long as I can remember, and our mums are friends too. Spit taught me how to hit a softball, and I taught him how to swim. We built a cubby in my backyard when we were seven. Now he hates me as much as I hate him, and I don't know why. He's got a new friend, a horrible little worm called Jason. They hang around together and I stay as far away from them as I can. That way they can't trip me up or call me names or throw things at me. They act like girls have germs and it's all aimed at me. Okay, so we're in different classes this year. First time ever. Our teacher last year, Mr. Loader, said we were nothing but trouble, and I'm sure it's his fault we got separated. We weren't ever really bad in his class, but when he's not shouting, front-end Loader has this really droning voice. One day Spit fell asleep right in the middle of maths. I kept trying to wake him up by throwing paper darts at him and got caught. That was the beginning. Mr. Loader reckoned we did it on purpose, and he started giving us detention for every little thing. But none of that explains how Spit and I went from being best mates to sworn enemies. Everything was great before I went away with Mum and Dad over the holidays. By the time I came back, it was the first day of school, and I looked for Spit before class. He was talking to Jason, so I went up and whacked him on the shoulder, like I always did. He spun around with his fist raised, and I backed away real quick. "What do you want?" he snarled. "Just saying hi," I said. "Rack off!" He turned and walked off with Jason. I was left with my mouth hanging open like I was catching flies. I was so embarrassed that all I could do was grab my bag and stroll into class as if nothing had happened. No one said a word to me, and I wasn't going to look like a dumb idiot by asking. June and I sat next to each other on that first day, and in a couple of weeks we were best friends. But every now and then I'd catch sight of Spit glaring at me across the playground, and I'd feel a bit sick, and somehow a bit angry too. It was horrible being dumped, but there was nothing I could do.